Washington land managers have updated timber sales to include carbon emissions and climate impacts. Those amendments come after a Superior Court judge ruled two timber sales on Washington state lands were invalid due to an environmental policy violation. Lauren Gallup reports.
Jefferson County Superior Court Judge Keith Harper recently ruled that the State Environmental Policy Act checklists for two Department of Natural Resource timber sales, and therefore the sales themselves, were invalid. Harper said the sales failed to adequately account for carbon emissions and climate impacts. Dwayne Emmons is the Assistant Deputy Supervisor for State Uplands with the Department of Natural Resources. He says the department evaluated climate impacts in a 2019 assessment of potential timber harvests over the next 10 years. Emmons says the two timber sales in Jefferson County did not reference this work. And after the ruling, the department amended five others yet to be approved to include the climate information.
So we did do an amendment on those CEPA checklists to make sure that we were incorporating by reference those other larger documents that have already done that work.
For the two timber sales in the Jefferson County lawsuit, Emmons says the department will likely start the State Environmental Policy Act process again. I'm Lauren Gallup.